America Weekend.
I always speak my mind and never really censored what I have to say. I'm high on confidence and legendary prominence anyway. And in my head, I'm just like this. In my head, I'm shook.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest is quite the free-spirited performer. Her single, Chuck Norris, is now available on iTunes. It is great to say hello to Laura Michelle. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
This is quite an honor to have you. And I am taken by this song, Chuck Norris. I've been listening to it on iTunes, on YouTube. All right, Chuck Norris. You could have picked anybody in the entertainment world. Why Chuck? And did he ever do anything to you?
No, when I was actually little, it's really silly. My dad and I on Friday nights would watch Chuck Norris on TV.
Who didn't, right?
I know, but, you know, I'm like 8 years old and I'm like screaming, yeah, you know, kick his butt, kick his butt. So my dad would just kind of look at me like, oh my God, where'd she come from? I don't, does she belong to me? So it just kind of happened. The line was like, he's badass. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I saw the video. So tell us a little about the song and your idea behind it.
The song, it was just, it's like I'll walk away from a situation and go, God, I should have said this. Why didn't I think of that until now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just kind of based off of that in your head, you know, would always come up with the perfect comeback and, you know, you do everything right. But in reality, it's just, that's not exactly what happened.
Have you ever heard from Chuck about the song? Like, did he ever reach out to you?
No, he didn't. Yeah.
Come on.
See, we got to make that happen.
Cool.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, you got to look, I was watching on TV when I was 8 years old. And, I made this song about you. We need to get Chuck to step up and become part of this whole thing.
Yeah, why not?
Become part of the Laura Michelle movement. We need Chuck Norris to kind of spearhead this whole thing.
I think that's a great idea.
I think that's a really good idea.
I do too.
Yeah. You have one of the most interesting websites I've ever seen a performer have. It's lauramichelle.com. Take a few minutes and visit it. It is well worth your time. Now, you have a mustache at the top of your website, and you're pictured with a mustache on your face and on your shirt. And this isn't just like a regular run-of-the-mill, you know, stash. This is one of those like barbershop quartet deals. What is the story behind the mustache?
I wish there was some like fantastic story, but there isn't. I don't know. We were getting ready to do a photo shoot, and somehow either the photographer or myself was like, oh yeah, you know, let's have a shot be with a mustache. And then it just kind of escalated.
Wow.
It kind of went out of control.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's your thing, man. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of become my thing. Yeah.
You got an album coming up in 2016. Tell us about that.
The album is called Novel with No End. Mm-hmm. And it's like a culmination of a lot of hard work. I'll tell you that right
now.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of hard work.
Your bio mentions that you've been, like, you sang before you were walking, you know, so obviously this career has been with you, or this passion has been with you forever. How did you get to this point?
I spent a lot of time in the car. My brother's 6 years older than me, and I would be bored, and so my mom would try and, you know, put music into.
Wow.
Keep me busy. And that's kind of how it started, and then it was just me badgering her, you know, I want to sing. And then I moved to L.A., and mm-hmm. I met these awesome people that helped me on this record. And I don't know, it's like one of those things where things just fall into place. It's kind of like a meant-to-be feeling.
That's right.
Sure.
And, I met Rafa Sardina, who has like a bajillion Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Jim McGorman, who toured with everybody, and he's an awesome songwriter and producer. And then Jarrett Zelia, he was the executive producer of the record, and he has 2 Grammys himself. So
very nice. Very nice company. Yeah. You know, you talk about, you know, you're kind of practicing your craft as a kid, driving around in the back seat. There are parents right now spending hundreds and thousands of dollars dragging their kids to vocal coaches, chaining them to chairs and having them train like, you know, 9 hours a day. All you got to do, take your kid, put him in the back seat, drive him around for an hour and
there
a half. Boom, same thing.
Well, they got to want to do it too, you know?
Well, that's true. And they have to have the talent.
Yeah.
Now, this website of yours has some interesting little comments. Not only do you entertain, you educate. That's what we do here, and that's what we like.
We like that.
There's this thing that says, quote, if you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you would have produced enough sound energy to heat 1 cup of coffee. Have you tried that?
No, I have not. You know what?
Yeah.
don't kill me, but I don't like coffee.
You don't?
I know what's wrong with me. Something's wrong with
that. That is very abnormal these days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's true. But you're in LA. You got like coffee shops in every like corner like we do here in New York. It's like, you know, it's part of the fiber and fabric of America.
So are you a tea drinker?
Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah, I like tea. I really like root beer.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm a big root beer guy. All right, I got to tell you this. I think Mug is better than A&W. That's just me.
What about Bart?
Yeah, that's the one you get in the restaurants, but with this restaurant soda, it's too carbonated. To me, it's all gas. It's not root beer. You know, I mean, all right, I get a good burp out of it an hour later, but if it's in an inconvenient place, why even bother, right?
Right.
There you go.
Wow.
I like Mug over A&W as well.
You're my kind of woman, Laura Michelle. Look at you.
Yeah.
See, we're making a connection. And Christina is looking at me like, how in the hell did we start talking about root beer
it's
here
just
on the show today?
It's what we do on this show.
We start
with one thing and we end with another.
Exactly.
Very crazy. Talk to me about your dream collaboration. If you can pick one person.
My dream collaboration.
Oh, yeah.
Give us that one person you want to work with. Dead or alive. They could be dead.
Yeah, they could be dead.
This is really silly. Are you ready for it?
You're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was like a boy band, like big boy band person. And I know, right?
Yeah.
in high school, and so it would have to be NSYNC because.
Really?
Okay.
I know.
No, I'm not.
Wow.
Listen, I'm obviously older than you because I was a New Kids on the Block person.
Oh, my God.
So I understand where you're coming from with this. I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Wow. So do you still
I mean, there's a lot of, like, dream collaborations, but, I mean, it would be pretty awesome just because, like, I idolize them, you know.
So you're walking down the street and all of a sudden, like, somewhere you hear NSYNC, all of a sudden you start to quiver?
I would start like looking for him and running after him.
Wow.
I know,
you're quite smitten with him, are you not? Wow. You're going to be like 85 years old in a nursing home one day, but still like, you know, rocking out to the NSYNC as you're going down the hall. Good for you. That's good.
I know. I'm like, Backstreet Boys is touring again. Come on now.
All coming back now. They're all doing these comeback tours.
Because they're all out of money now. That's why they're coming back.
They're making a lot of women on this earth very happy.
And we're talking to them right now. So I got two of them right now. Wow.
I know.
I've met Lance.
You have?
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I met Lance. Actually, I met all five of them when I was 16, and I couldn't utter a word.
Of course not, because you're
They were talking to me, and I literally just stared at them like a crazy person.
Now, Lance is still trying to go to space, right, with this whole thing with Richard Branson.
Maybe,
hey, you know what? You play your cards right, Laura. Yeah. The whole thing when Virgin Atlantic starts to offer these commercial flights to space or whatever, Lance Bass already, like, paid him, like, $10 million, so he's on the first mission. I tell you what, you play your cards right, maybe you can go with him. Look at that, right?
I think I'm going to pass on the whole
thing. Yeah, me too. Good idea.
The idea of even going skydiving makes me want to run away.
No, I still cringe when I'm in an airplane and it lands. I do. I'm not afraid to say it.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, 5 years from right now, what are you doing and what is your life like 5 years from right this second?
I'd like to be, you know, still making music, touring, and just still being quirky and basically myself today.
Yeah.
That's
best about art? I mean, you can be who you are and you can explore things that, you know, people that really aren't so artsy and into music and stuff can't. It's such a great way to express yourself. And you have a lot of fun with your music, and that's very obvious. And that's got to be a really neat way and a real creative outlet for you, right?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. You know, and then I have the songs where I'm you know, serious, which doesn't happen very often, so
it's all right.
Kind of shocks everybody when I do it.
So when you're performing live, obviously, you know, the quirky songs are the fun ones to perform, but, you know, what's your experience performing live with a live audience? Have you ever had a weird experience on stage?
There's been some, you know, really enthusiastic fans.
Oh, yeah, the crazies?
Yeah. Or they're, like, really drunk. And then what ends up happening is that then I'm, like, watching them.
Yeah.
Thank God I know the songs, you know, and could sing them in my sleep, but I'm like watching them and all I want to just start laughing because they're cracking me up. I can't really do that.
You're waving over security like, this guy over here, come on.
But I almost don't want to wave over security because they're really funny. Unless they just start to get like really weird, but it's pretty fun. I'm getting ready to perform next week with doing a Comcast On Demand concert.
Oh, nice.
Opening for AWOL Nation.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'll get to perform a couple of the songs on the record that I haven't yet.
Terrific.
That's great.
Yeah. I'll get to perform Novel with No End, which is what the the record is named after.
So this whole thing is working out. Oh, I see. We like these little success stories. This is very, very nice. See,
yeah,
now,
I'm stoked.
So now, 10 years from now, when you've like got 9 Grammys of your own, and like, you know, you are like a mega star, don't forget about us, okay?
Please don't.
I won't, but why only 9?
I was thinking that too when you said that.
Wow,
I was like, why didn't you say a bajillion like she said before?
Oh, that's true. That's the official Laura Michelle numerical
she's
phrase.
She's going to have a bajillion Grammys.
A bajillion Grammys. Well, she's a All lot right? of fun, and she is well on her way to success. And again, you can check out Laura's single, Chuck Norris, on iTunes. Don't forget her new album coming out in 2016, and you got the Comcast On Demand. Tell us again now, that's going to be what, next week or the week after? What's coming up with that?
I'm shooting it next week, and it'll be aired in the spring.
Very nice. Very,
yeah,
very nice.
Excited.
All Laura Michelle all the time. That's the idea here. Laura
exactly.
Michelle, best of luck. Thanks so much for joining us here in America Weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Laura.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. Many of us still assume that going green means somehow we'll go broke. Quite the opposite. In fact, on a large scale, it can provide the very solution big cities seek, like Cleveland, for example. According to California social justice and environmental activist Van Jones, we could take hundreds of acres of long vacant, litter-strewn inner-city land in so many of America's cities and actually put it to useful work. Take these massive plots of spray-painted wastelands and suddenly utilize them to grow vast amounts of food. Additionally, the hundreds of currently unemployed people formerly in jails and prisons could be put back to work to not only raise the crops, but distribute them, recycling not only land, but human resources for the benefit of many. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Feeling dejected? Wash your hands.
According to a new study, it can be emotionally cleansing and help you feel more optimistic after a failure.
Researchers placed participants in two groups and asked them to solve the same impossible task.
After failing, one group washed their hands, the other didn't.
Though both groups felt confident that they could handle the task better a second time, the hand-washing group was significantly more optimistic.
Why? Washing after failure helps you feel better because it gives closure to the situation.
Wash your hands of disappointment by washing your hands. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.